Janin Robert, the investigative journalist, rightfully believes the Zionist lobby in Britain has been even more successful than the same lobby in the United States, arguing. In the US, there are 13 pro-Zionist senators in the Senate and 30 in the House of Representatives, while in the UK, where we have a Jewish community 20 times smaller, there are 18 in the House of Commons and 41 in the House of Lords. All these figures are Zionist and it is the highest Jewish representation in the West. She also believes this achievement is due in part to Tony Blair's patronage. One of Blair's first acts on becoming an MP in 1983 was to join Labour Friends of Israel. But the major change only occurred after he rose to control of the Labour Party. But what is a lobby group? The term Israel lobby in the United Kingdom, also called the Zionist lobby, is a term used to describe the coalition of groups and individuals who attempt to influence British foreign policy in support of Israel and its policies. Many decisions made in both Houses of Parliament and House of Lords are made as a direct result of lobbying by parliamentary colleagues, constituents or outside pressure groups, including private companies known as lobbyists employed by organizations. These organizations, which include both non-ethnic political groups as well as grassroots ethnic organizations of Christian, secular and Jewish Britons, have seen increasing growth and influence in recent years. Without a doubt, the Zionist lobby in Britain is increasingly spreading its influence within the politicians, media and even celebrities. In this program, we will introduce the Zionist lobbies formed within the main three parties. Labour Friends of Israel, LFI. LFI is a UK Parliament-based lobby group promoting support within the British Labour Party for a strong bilateral relationship between Britain and Israel. It also seeks to strengthen ties between the British and the Israeli Labour Party. According to their manifesto, Labour Friends of Israel supports a two-state solution with Israel, recognised and secure within its borders, and the establishment of a viable Palestinian state. The lobby was founded in October 1957 at a public rally at the Labour Party conference. It has developed into one of the largest special interest groups in the Labour Party, drawing wide support from members of Parliament and government ministers. They have been described as less unquestioning in its support of the Israeli government than the other party's Zionist lobbies. Between 2001 and 2009, they paid for more than 60 MPs to visit occupied Palestine. They have strongly and powerfully lobbied for the UK and EU to cut off financial aid to the Gaza Strip as long as the elected Hamas government of Hamas is in power. Many of those aware of the Lobby's Act blame them as they share responsibility with Israel for the current atrocious and miserable living conditions in the Gaza. The group's chair is Andrew Gwynn, and figures such as Tony Blair, former Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, former Prime Minister, David Blunkett, former Home Secretary, Chris Bryant, former Minister of Europe, Stephen Byers, former Secretary of State for Trade and Industry, John Reid, former Home Secretary, and many other high-ranking Labour politicians could be found. The group was founded by the Conservative MP Michael Fidler. According to the lobby's website, it is one of the fastest growing lobbies in the United Kingdom, currently chaired by Stuart Polak. Polak was named in 2009 as the 61st most influential right-winger in the United Kingdom. According to the Channel 4 documentary Dispatches Inside Britain's Israel Lobby, around 80% of Conservative MPs are members of the CFI. The lobby pays for 6 deputations to Israel each year, maintaining constant contact with the Israeli embassy in London. David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, expressed his pride of being a member of Conservative Friends of Israel and admires the lobby having a key role within Conservative Party. Liam Fox, the Defence Secretary, describes the Israel enemies as Britain's enemies, tying the Zionist atrocities to British national interests. William Hague, the current Foreign Secretary, has joined the CFI while he was only 15. The presence of other pro-Israel ministers such as George Osborne, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Theresa May, the current Home Secretary, Kenneth Clark, Secretary of State for Justice, has raised concern for the political activist, worried about the influence of a foreign government lobby in the heart of British political establishment. Liberal Democrats have a parliamentary Friends of Israel group too. In fact, the Liberal Friends of Israel was the first Friends of Israel group formed in the British Parliament, followed by those for Labour and the Conservatives. Its website is stridently pro-Israel, much more than that of the Labour group or Conservative group. Despite the party's left approach to political issues, this lobby has quite hawkish stance over Zionist regime. The lobby states its prime objective is to influence the party's Middle East policy, so it places a high priority on Israel's right to security. It also states incredibly that it is a myth that Israel occupies the West Bank and a myth that the Jews created the refugee problem by expelling the Palestinians. There seems to be other Zionist lobbies within United Kingdom poisoning our ancient democratic political system, intimidating our politicians. Lobbies such as British Christian Friends of Israel, Northern Ireland Friends of Israel, Scottish Friends of Israel and many more. Britain has never been under the influence of a foreign government lobby group in history as it currently is. They have formed cozy relationship with policymakers while attempting to stifle criticism of Israel in the press and media, even if such criticism is based on our national interests as a sovereign nation. Like it or not, Israel is a liability for Britain and is not the strategic asset that the Israel lobby has long claimed it was. Israel's atrocities in the Middle East and Africa are doing serious damage to UK's interests in the region. But our politicians still supporting the occupier regime and even ready to change our national laws for the sake of those charged with the crimes against humanity. You certainly remember the fiasco over the attempt to exempt Zionist officials from the law of land while visiting the United Kingdom.